You're connected to CMN Network.
Oh, dear. Good morning.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Hello.
Good morning. Ah, hump day. Yeah, well, making our way to the weekend. But, you know, the weeks go faster, but then so does your time. It's like I get through a week quicker as I get older. Then the weekends are a blink of an eye and they're gone. Absolutely. Hey, what'd you end up doing with the grandkids the other day when you came down? Well, they were out playing in the water, and they had friends over. So I just kind of sat inside and kept an eye on them. And then when they came in, my grandson's friend went home, and he got on the computer, was putzing around with his video game stuff. And my daughter and her granddaughter and her friends were, were playing. So I just said, well, let's just get something in. It's crazy. They wanted McDonald's, and I'm not going to eat that. So I went to this little deli on Mac. Forget the name of it, but got a sandwich. But I ordered it, and then I was going to go through that McDonald's there on Mac, just north of Cajou. And they were closed because of power outage. I had to go all the way up to Aiken Kelly, which was a pain, you know, and then by the time I got back down there to get my food, what a pain in the rump. That's about all we did. And then, yeah, that's about it, really. And then, hell, it was, snap your fingers, it was bedtime.
Yep, it goes quick, that's for sure. But, yeah, the McDonald's situation on our side of town is pretty rough. Not that I go there often, or ever for that matter, but if you do need to go there, it is darn near impossible. There's none close by, and all of them are super slow, and it's just it's chaos.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, it wasn't a good... I was looking at the next nearest one, and it's like, good grief. Aiden Kelly was it, and... you know, that's what they wanted. They wanted the Happy Meals, and my grandson, he knew what he wanted. And so I was just like, all right, I'm going to just go there because it'd be more trouble to try to get them to switch gears and figure out somewhere else. But what a pain in the ass. Good morning, Donald.
Hey, Donald, you're on the wrong radio, buddy. It's you're talking into DMR, and we're on analog.
That Donald is talking on DMR to you guys.
Yeah, Dave, I'm hearing it too. What a knucklehead.
Well, we'll just carry on until he figures it out. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. Just, I don't know why I'm up this early. A dog woke me up.
Go ahead, Sean. I didn't hear what Dave said. I was listening to Donald keep going.
I need coffee.
Well, we can all switch there.
That's got to be my best screw-up ever.
We'll check the catalog.
Is there a logbook somewhere?
Could have been worse. You could have linked two All-Star networks together.
When you get your extra, they pull out your logbook of screw-ups, and they go through them one by one.
I may not live long enough to make extra at the rate I'm going. Again, I apologize to everybody for the screw-up.
I don't think anybody is going to lose sleep over it, Donald. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, we certainly don't care. Now, the people over on DMR are probably scratching their head.
Well, what I did was when I got up this morning, I tested the radios on the network, DMR. And matter of fact, I even tested one radio on Mount Clemens, and the RSSI number was bonkers. Not the RSSI number, but the packet number. I had like a really bonkers number. And then I realized after I did that, I was on, one radio was on Mount Clemens and the other radio was on Detroit. And obviously Detroit does work better for me. So I think I'm just going to finish my coffee and go back to bed.
Going back to bed sounds like a good plan. I wish I could follow through with that plan.
And, must be an older one because I think they got bigger. I priced one out yesterday. You know, I loaded it up. It's still $60,000.
Ugh, cars are so expensive. And you never actually get what you want.
Yeah, the leases are insane now. I traversed the $700 a month.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's like they never want to, have what happened, a couple years back. Even though it was, you know, a set of very extenuating circumstances that led to it, you know, with the COVID and the parts production and all that stuff, and, you know, and the low inventory caused the prices of the used cars to be so, so high. So they so lost their ass that time around that they're just afraid to do it again, is my guess. My guess is this is just basically also just kind of priced themselves out of business. I was just tinkering with the Cadillac website because of their racing program, and I happened to look at some of their new Cadillacs, and a top-of-the-line Escalade is like $165,000 for the larger platform Escalade. But then for another $15,000, you can get the V-Series Cadillac. You're looking at $185,000 to $190,000 for a full-size Cadillac SUV. My gosh, I never thought I'd see a Cadillac over $100,000, even a sedan, in my lifetime.
You know, you see every once in a while, you see lease deals pop up, but most of them now only have 7,500 miles a year, which, I mean, I guess there's some people that only drive 7,500 miles a year, but I can't imagine the average person drives that. I probably drive that in 3 or 4 months.
Yeah, now that price is with 15,000 miles a year that I quoted the 700. But if you go up to like a Tahoe, it's like $1,200. And the only things that are leasing well are trucks because they're competitive, you know, pickup trucks.
I'll tell you what, I saw a little car on the road the other day, little like pickup truck. It was kind of a cross between a sedan and a pickup truck. And I thought, what is that? That'd be ideal. Then I looked up the specs on it, 5,000-pound towing capacity. It's a Hyundai Santa Cruz. I'm like, hey, man, my wife would kill me if I brought home a Hyundai. But, man, it checked all the boxes. As a former Honda guy, I would have killed you, too, for driving a Hyundai. I couldn't believe when those things came out how many times people would pull Hyundais into Honda dealerships to get their oil changed. They go, oh, Hyundai's across the street or down the road. Yeah, for sure.
Hey, guys, I'm going to pump gas. I'll be back in a few minutes. KE8RUH.
He's pumping Ethel.
Hopefully it's not ethanol.
Anyhow, so I read up on Hyundai a little bit. I guess they're South Korean. But, I don't know, tough at the bottom. Well, I've driven a couple of Santa Fes for rentals, and After the first one, okay, got a lemon, didn't think anything of it, but the second one was worse, and I told the people at Enterprise, don't ever give me a Santa Fe again. I've always had good luck with Fords, and I've always had good luck with Jeeps, and, you know, and we've talked about the Compass, but even for what I was running for a day for the price I was paying, that was a nice little vehicle to drive. I wouldn't own one or have one as a daily driver, but still looking at a Ford Edge 2024, 2025, used, of course. Try to find a good one before they're all gone.
And it's really disappointing they got rid of that platform. That's kind of where we'd be looking right now, but they're gone. You know, they don't sell them anymore, so you're probably finding them used with really low mileage. You're not finding any new ones still, are you? I don't know if they did it on purpose, but it was like, I never knew the Encore was as famous as a Trailblazer, the body, until this guy parked next to me.
I guess somebody's still pumping ethanol, or ethyl. Yeah, you got to really look closer now, especially with the SUVs on the GM line, I've noticed. It's harder to find what's on what platform, I was even looking at a Trax, but the Trax, the new ones now, 2025, 26, and so on, they're not even all-wheel drive anymore. And it's just... like you say, though, some of these vehicles, a Blazer or a Trailblazer next to an Encore and everything else, they're getting hard to recognize. And like I said, when I was looking at Cadillac the other day, again, for their racing program, I just happened to look at what they've got in Cadillac. They've got more vehicles now than they probably ever have. And they've got these, you know, gas models, hybrid gas, and all-electric vehicles. And it's just, how can anybody, I mean, their cheapest vehicle... it's still over $50,000, and I think it's an XT4 SUV, maybe. But, I just don't know how Cadillac can, unless they need all that money to fund their racing programs, because they are, you know, getting big into that now.
Fine, but, so according to the sales guy, and I don't know if I believe it, because sales guys will say whatever they want, right? He was saying that GM went big on the EV market because of the previous administration, and it kind of like, you know, they're kind of like recovering from that, you know, now that, you know, that this administration, you don't need to do all the EV stuff anymore. So they know they can sell the vehicles. The reason the prices are so high is because people are actually buying them. And look at in the Detroit market, you know, we have to drive, right? We have no public transportation. So what choices do we have? We need a car, right?
I'm back. I got it. All right. Yeah, Dave, you're right. The market supports those prices, and people need to drive. So that's why they get the money that they do. As soon as people stop paying it and the market doesn't drive that, it'll be over and cars will be cheap again. It's just like these houses, how expensive housing is right now. It's because the market supports it.
Question is, will it ever come down?
Excellent point, Sean. When will it, will it come down? That's the thing. These profits are so big, you know, you have double the profits, but when the recovery comes back around, are you going to get it double back? No, you're only going to get maybe 25% of it back. So, yeah, that's the downfall for us consumers. But, guys, you're talking about public transportation. I used it when I worked at Verizon because I lived 2 miles from the store, and even though I wasn't driving at the time, I was given gas allowance and things like that for my vehicle with the employment level that I had. But, I mean, $17 a month it cost me to go 2.5 miles each way to work on a bus. And, I mean, I didn't go all the way downtown, of course, from the suburbs, but... little two-mile jaunt wasn't bad. Even on nice days today, it's going to get humid, but nice days today, I would walk to work. But, public transportation is not great. It never will be here in Detroit because people love their cars. But then again, you look here in Michigan and you wonder why there's so many traffic jams and problems, because we don't have any what they call you know, carpool lanes or something like that on the freeway. I know they put something out on 96 recently, but yeah, we're never going to be, this state will never be like California or other major cities that have carpool lanes and express lanes and things like that. So, yeah, it may not be perfect, but it does work if you know how to work it.
K-A-A-U-H-T. KFAS, go ahead, station. Yeah, this is Steve. Well, I was just going to interject. John can attest for the record. I did take a smart bus to the Saturday morning breakfast.
What did that cost you, Steve, from St. Clair Shores to breakfast at 12 in DeQuinter? What did that cost you?
$2 round trip, and if I was two years older, it only cost me 50 cents.
There you go. 50 cents. That's cheaper than an Uber for sure.
Boy, Ubers are expensive. I was able with my lower back and pelvis injury and stuff like that for a long time.
I was
going to
get one
ride. Yeah, it was 50 cents for me.
It was
and when
cost
I buy
like
$17
$30
a month, I buy the pass,
from gross
and I had pretty much unlimited travel for
and
an entire month.
Let me tell
not
you,
just to go
just
2 miles up and down Harper Avenue in the Shores. I'm talking anywhere in the smart system. So, yeah, and the buses aren't perfect. Yeah, they run behind and so on and so forth, but a lot has changed. And I've only been on a bus a couple times since COVID was over with, but I do Uber a lot. But, yeah, my Ubers are within 5 miles usually. But, yeah, the smart bus system, they made a lot of changes and a lot of improvements, and the biggest is in their buses. Their buses now are natural gas or whatever they call it now. Methane, who knows what they're burning. But the air conditioning works and the heat works, and you can't have these people that have to open up the windows in the wintertime or open them up in the summertime because they want fresh air over the nice air-conditioned bus. But, again, it has its flaws. There's no doubt about it. But for me, and if you know how to work it right, sounds like Steve's been on it a few times. He knows it probably as well. The system does work. And if you worked in out here, if you lived out here like I do and Sean does, and you had to work downtown, two buses, you can be downtown in no time flat.
All right, guys, I'm pulling into the driveway here. Everybody have a good morning. KE8RUH.
Have a good one, Anthony. And I think I'm going to get some breakfast, so I'll let you guys carry on. KF8S. And good morning to everybody.
Anthony, have a great day. Thanks for calling me out on EMR. Appreciate it. Dave, you have a great day as well. Too many D's in there. Again, I apologize for my full cough. And Steve, if you're still there, same thing. Sean, up to you unless you're at the barista window.
Today I decided to go to Tim Hortons and get a bagel in addition to a coffee. They've got a pretty good cappuccino for a donut joint. So this morning is Tim Hortons for a cappuccino and a bagel.
Yeah, okay. 73 to Anthony and Dave. Right, yeah. And as far as the buses go, they do have apps and headers going. You can check it in real time. Clear buses and it tells it, more and more the different stops, especially at the more busy intersections. They do have solar powered, LED or LCD screen, and it updates and tells you when the bus is going to come at that stop, you know, or if it's late or whatnot. So that's pretty convenient. Anyway, that's that. But, okay, over to John.
I'll take it. Sean, I got a question for you. What kind of bagel did you get? I had an everything bagel this morning with butter instead of cream cheese.
Well, I always get butter instead of cream cheese, but I got a four cheese, I think it is. They only have plain everything four cheese and raisin at Tim Hortons. And it's a shame because they've got my favorite bagel there at Tim Hortons, if they choose to stock it, the 12 grain. And salt, it's another one that, if they choose, but seems like none of the Tim Hortons are choosing to stock the salts or the 12 grains anymore.
Go ahead, Steve.
Well, you just inspired me there, Sean, to pull out the Thunder bagels I had in the refrigerator. So I have a blueberry, and I'll put a little bit of butter on it. So go with my coffee. So is it the same chocolate, or is it in addition to Sean?
Connected to CMN Network.
Try to leave open.
That's about it on my schedule today. All right, catch everybody later. W8FU.
Sean, I believe I doubled on you. I'm sorry about that. I apologize. God, this is not a good morning. I'm really screwing up. I'm definitely going back to bed. All right, Sean, have a great day. We'll catch up with you later in the day. W8RCY. Steve, you still there?
Yes, W8RCY. Also, yeah, I did notice I was checking the National Weather Service website, and as you say, like starting tonight, I think, through the next maybe 24, 48 hours, there's a smoke warning. So I don't think your family has any issues with that kind of thing. I guess people should take precautions. I remember years ago when that smoke stuff started drifting down there, it was almost surreal. So let's see what happens this time. It was 731 over the town.
Yeah, well, I was sitting in Starbucks this morning. I noticed something about it, but I haven't really looked into it yet. And I go, oh, no, smoke again? And I don't even know where it's coming from, if it's coming from Canada or the northern part of the United States. So I'd have to look into that. Thank you for reminding me, Steve. I appreciate it. Because I do have some breathing issues due to COVID. And I had COVID about 3 or 4 months before it became a national pandemic and everybody knew what it was. So, yeah, I got to be careful myself. And I remember the Canadian wildfire smoke and the haze that you could see. I live in a high-rise senior complex, and the level I'm at, you could definitely see the haze in the air for sure. All right, well, I'm going to finish up my morning. Steve, I'll let you get your day going, and pleasure talking to you. I haven't heard you on the air in a while. You have a great day, and St. Clair Shores still rocks, in my opinion. It was my hometown. I wish I could go back, but I just don't want to. Have a good one. W-E-R-C-Y.
Yeah, very good. And we're rocking tonight every Wednesday. In fact, they had Rockstar. It's funny you mention that. Because the group they had last Wednesday, Concerts in the Park, was Rockstar, you know, if you're familiar with that band. Give you the rock concert experience going back some time, you know, mimicking that kind of stuff. So they had 50, I would count it 50 boats up in the lake there at the end of Masonic. And it was a big time. There's probably 2,000 people there. So yeah, it does rock. And and I did click on the advisory, so they'll have like little stuff on the webpage and you put in the zip code, you know, it gets more specific. And so anyway, there was like three particular advisories or warnings, and I did read the dialogue for it, you know, kind of like that teletype printout type of report that they have, and it did say Canadian wildfires. That was very good. So with that, I'd say 7-3. You have a good day, and here you can. This is KAA-UHT.
Yeah, I don't get much into the shores anymore. My mother passed away. She was in the city for about 77 years or so, 78 years, something like that. Grew up right off of the 696 11 Mile Road, I-94 traffic light there, the only traffic light there at 11 and 94, a couple streets east of that and to the north. But, yeah, I can still, I would like to go back to the city, but I just can't. There's really nothing for me there anymore, except for the park and the library, a couple of the little things that were really, really good. But, yeah, I go to the park in the summertime because our high school reunions, they have a yearly program there for the Lakeview High School, all graduating class going back to 1959, those who are still alive. And we have the reunions there on the third Saturday in July. So I think that's coming up, I think, next weekend. I might go down there, but, yeah, it was a great city. You, sir, have a great day. All the best to you. Enjoy your day. Stay cool. It's going to be another hot one. WARCY, we're going to try to figure out how to get myself straightened out on this radio.
Yeah, and DMR, I'm listening to the Siemens effort. When people double, I hear both sides. So, very good. And, okay, yeah, good tip on that all high school reunion, because they'll have people that have, like, garage bands or whatever they'll play out there. Sometimes I wonder what's going on, and it's generally quite an event. I think it goes all day. 7-3, this is KAA-UHT.
Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey November Victor, pedestrian and mobile monitor.
You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
W8CD.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Good morning, Mobile, WSCY. Hey, Mr. Don. Good morning, Mr. Wally. How are you and the missus and everything out your way?
We are good. We are busy. We are happy. Between yard work, watching the kids, traveling, papa, and all sorts of other fun things. My environmental one shift. Things are good. Happy. I like it.
You are considered retired, right?
In my mind, yes. On paper, no.
Look at what Sean has to look forward to. You know, I mean, I've been retired since the start of 2013, And I'm busier now than I was when I actually worked a job, you know, with the jobs that I've had over my career, four different jobs, or four different positions, let's say. And I work harder now in the last 12 years, and I'm, you know, physically disabled and so on and so forth. So I get it, but I just wanted to say hello. Haven't talked to you in a while. Heard you out there, and I just thought I'd give you a quick hello. Radios are doing good. The volume on the mobile is starting to finally balance out. Took a while, but everything is good. Everything seems to be working for the moment.
Yeah, I figured it would. I heard one yesterday that was, like, over the top on digital, but I don't think I've got the auto leveling set on my high-end radio. I got to take a look at that, but I haven't had a chance to actually do cold plugs. So I got to do that. Yeah, I think Sean's in the same situation I am. In his mind, his job, you know, there's nothing that he can't handle, you know, without, like, a lot of stress, you know, as far as that goes. And it's all relatively routine for him. And I'm in the same situation, you know, so, and I'm making a fair amount of money. So one breath you go, why do you want to do this? And then in the other breath, you find out that, you know, guy like Lindsey Graham dies at 70. So, you know, it's like, okay, you know, it's not a political statement, it's just a personal statement, but, you know, like, okay, so why am I working, you know?
You got some breakup in there, but you're coming through it okay. I don't know whether it be here, you're on, or anything like that, but I'm still picking you up okay. Oh, I get it. You know, I mean, playing radio 24/7 makes Wally a dull boy. He's got to have something to break up the monotony, that's for sure. But like I say, I just wanted to jump in, say hello. I'm looking forward to making it out there in August to Memphis for breakfast. I'm sorry about the last one I missed, but I had a much better invite and to see a race that was going on in Europe, the 24 Hours of Le Mans, which is a very famous race, on closed circuit, and it was like a watch party, and I've done it before, but it's been years, and I was asked to come back, and so I did it, and I had fun for 24 hours, but it's getting harder for me to stay up for 24 hours, because of before and afterwards, but it is what it is. But anyway, hello to you, hello to Miss Marion, tell her I said hello, and hopefully I'll see you on August 8th or the 9th, whatever that Sunday is.
Okay, yeah, that sounds like fun. I'm looking forward to it. A little traffic jam here in my subdivision. Looking forward to it. Yeah, I get it, you know. You like doing it, but you really have the hope to do it, you know. So, man, these guys, where I was at, these guys all got on the roof. I was so tempted to get on the roof. And then I thought, nah, I'm 66. And then I'm thinking, yeah, I want to do it. But I didn't. And now I'm looking back. I should have done it. So, anyway, it was a flat roof, and it was only probably, I don't know, 30 feet high. So, all right. Other than that, nothing else. So, appreciate the time and time to you. Know, a big, not very tolerant person of crappy signals. I will talk to you later. W-A-T.
Copied all that through the noise, but definitely good talking to you. W-A-R-C-Y, we're going back to doing paperwork.
W-A-B.
Station out there on the radio, we'll try it again. All I heard was a key up, a little bit of noise, and then a cutout. It was really short. Try again, please. This is W8RCY. We'll be listening.
K-E-A-W-U-O.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey November Victor, monitoring.
Kilo
Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey November Victor, monitoring.
Connected to CMN Network.
W8, over here now, Jim.
You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
APR.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Golf Sierra Delta listening.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango, Quebec. Anyone out there?
WDAKLO. JF8DRC, WDAKLO. How you doing, Jack?
Oh, very good. How about you?
Oh, we're staying cool. Just trying to stay cool. Moving the hose around today, trying to keep some grass seed growing that I planted.
I see what you're saying, yeah. It's too hot. I just went outside for a little bit. I sweat, so I came back in. And I was watching TV for a little bit. And it's studying more because I felt... I went to take a test, and I couldn't take a test, and I said, let it go for this couple of days. So I'm up to 85 now, percent, and that's how it is.
Well, gee, you're 85% there. You're almost there, so yeah, you should stick with it, and... You definitely, hopefully you can get that here in the next couple of weeks, I hope. Yeah, I'd like to get you out on some of these HF nets at night in the evening time here. 40-meter net's pretty open. It's been hit and miss here lately, but later on at night, as soon as the sun goes down, usually like later, like 8, 9, 10 o'clock, and then we start getting the stations over on the west side of the country there, like California and Arizona and out that way. WDAKLO, back to you, Jack.
Yeah, Roger, I know what you're saying, but I don't know. They said there's smoke coming from Canada, from Toronto. And there's another place too, I think Minnesota.
Yeah, I know, Jack, that's not good. Some Canadians have been smoking us up here, and I don't know what's going on with those Canadians. They just keep sending that smoke down here, and I got bad enough lungs as it is. I don't know what the hell them Canadians are doing.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Yeah, it's been for the past 3 years they've been sending it here. I don't know why, but it's not good, really, to be outside. And really, sometimes you have to be outside because you're running around, you know, grocery shopping and clothes shopping and all that. And that's really hurts, you know what I'm saying? Then they leave you, like, a couple of days behind, and you're not doing your work. It's supposed to be done.
Yeah, you're right about that. Yeah, for sure. It's not good all around. I remember when it was last year, when they had that big one. And I could actually look across the backyard and see it, almost like a haze. It was dropping down that low. I saw some pictures on social media this morning. They had the Mackinac Bridge. You couldn't even see. You could not even see the arches. It was so bad.
Yeah, you're right. I was on Instagram, and the guy came out. He said, "Look at this." I guess somewhere there in the north of the country, and they had a lot of, you know, ashes sitting on the ground. And he said to let me know whatever you're going to see. But it's going to be spiced tonight. Tonight, I think that's going to come this way. So I don't know. I hope not. I'm not up to, you know, I mean, I got short breath, but I can't run a lot, you know. But that's no good either, because I was out there at my sister's house last year, and I can see that smoke going, you know, like ducting smoke.
Yeah, yeah, it's ducting, right? Yeah, I know what you're talking about. But, yeah, good enough, Jack. I'm glad to hear you're getting that general ticket here. The bands have been horrible. I mean, honestly, they've been absolutely horrible all summer. POTA-wise, you know, I've been hunting. I turn on the radio in the morning and check it out, you know, see who's out there. And some days it's okay, but overall it's been horrible. So it'll get better here in the fall.
I'll get better. You know, I've been on 550 repeater GMRS, and I was talking to Mike a couple of days ago on that about maybe 7 o'clock, 7:30, because it was a little foggy here. But every time it gets foggy, that repeater opens up, the Saginaw repeater, and a Flint repeater, and also the Maybell. But on the Maybell, I always catch Mike over there about maybe 7 o'clock, 6:30, 7 o'clock.
CFA-FQS.
Go ahead, the KFH station.
Yes, KFA-FQS. I wanted to say really quick, I'm in Emily City right now, and we have a blanket of smoke, wildfire smoke, covering us right now. There's no clear sky left. And there's smaller soot clouds below that blanket.
Roger that. There, KF8FQS, I believe it was. Your voice sounds familiar. What's your name there?
My name is Wyatt, Whiskey Yankee, Alpha Tango Tango, and it's Kilo Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot 2 back in November.
Oh, okay. Wyatt, nice to meet you. My name is Greg. Yeah, I'll get you. I heard you out here talking. I understand you're, I don't know, 12 or 13 years old, I believe, but that's great. I get you in the log here. Congratulations and welcome to the ham radio community. I'm somewhat new myself, about a year old, as far as getting my general class.
Well, nice to meet you, Greg. And, yeah, I don't think maybe I've heard you on here before. Maybe I haven't just paid attention. I haven't been on in a while. Yeah, I kind of wanted to say that since you guys were talking about the wildfires.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango, Quebec, sorry.
KFETQ, go ahead.
How's it going over there?
Oh, we're just staying cool. Name's Greg here, WD8KLL. Jack, I'm not sure where Jack is. Usually he's down in Rochester Hills, but that's KF8DRC. But go ahead.
Yes, out there anyhow. But Greg, I gotta get me something to eat because I'm hungry. I haven't ate nothing this morning because I've been running around a little bit to try and get things done. So good talking to everybody out there. Take care. Have a nice evening. KFA-DIC.
Okay, Jack, you doubled there with the other fellow. I'm going to be backing out of here myself. The other fellow there, you can take it over there. I believe Wyatt's still on here, but all right, Jack, we'll check with you later there from KF8DRC, WD8KLL, be clear.
Are you still here, Wyatt, by any chance?
Yes, I am. I'm with Entrain and Greg on your bed. Are you still there, Dan?
I guess not. Hello, Wyatt. W8FU.
Yeah, well, geez, you didn't have to get out of here when I was trying to talk to him. Sean.
How's everything been going? Been keeping, keep it on top of everything. I know you're a busy guy.
Oh, yeah. Maybe you heard I got a new desk a while back, maybe like a month ago, maybe a little less. I've been getting into storm chasing, too. That's my 82nd hobby.
Hey, never a dull moment. There you go. Well, be hard to burn out. You got so many hobbies. So anywho, I'm just bouncing here. I had to make some mama runs here. Mama needed me to make a trip here, and then I gotta go make a trip there, and I'm just pulling up here to my, I gotta pick up a prescription for her at this next stop. So just a little bouncing around. Then I gotta get home and feed the kitty. Kitty's got to eat a lot. Then after that, I can think about maybe kicking back. And what will I do? So after yours, W8FU.
Okay, so you've been busy too. Thanks. The buzzer, UB76. I don't know if you are interested in that stuff. And I'm pretty sure I'm using a MacBook and the tab's stuck. Like it's not laid out good like Windows, so it's harder to switch tabs. But anyways, if you redo 76 malfunction and it stops transmitting, which is pretty rare or pretty uncommon for it.
I'm not sure I know the application in particular, but I am a big MacBook fan, although I use both. I probably use Windows, a PC, more than the MacBook, but I love my MacBook. The biggest problem is
not everything is written for the Mac, so you gotta have the Windows. I do have a virtual machine running on my MacBook. It's an M3 chip, so it's pretty powerful, and it can run a virtual machine of Windows pretty easy. But the problem then becomes the ports. The ports don't work quite right, so it's kind of a deal breaker for going all in with the virtual machines. But I don't know what problem you're having with Mac OS or the MacBook, but I find them to be very, very good.
I'm not having any problems with Mac, and that's what you said also. It kind of reminded me of that they don't really, a lot of radio, ham radio things, like, what is it, WSJPS, I don't think they have a thing for MacBook. I could be wrong, have a check. I'm running a website called QESBR. You connect to SBRs all around the world, and they UVB 76 is a Russian shortwave station on 4625 kilohertz. And every second or so, it buzzes like continuously, 24 hours straight. And every now and again, there'll be a cryptic voice message sent by the operators and stuff for Russian military forces and stuff. But anyways, it stopped the buzzing, which means there's probably an equipment malfunction at their transmitting site. That's what I meant.
Hold on, I'm at the drive-thru pharmacy here. Gotta deal with this.
All right,
got you.
KFA,
F2N, standing by. All right. Drive-through pharmacy worked well. But anyhow, I'm not 100% sure I know the software you're running or looking at. It made me think of, I don't know if it was jamming, you know, in that Russian-Ukrainian, the Ukrainian war thing, but somebody used to... They used to transmit so that it would paint like a picture in the spectral display, and some of that was hilarious.
Okay, so yeah, UVB 76. Some people I've talked to, I really knew it. But no, those are actually Russians themselves and other people around the world, trolls. The Russians near. There's two transmitting sites for UVB 76. There's a northern one in Oblast, Russia, and there's a second one somewhere in Russia. I forgot the other one. But anyways, the Russians will make homemade radios out of, like, they'll take, like, tubes from, like, I forgot the word, like, old TVs or something, and I'll make radios and transmit over UVB 76. And yeah, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But typically what they'll do is they'll just drown the interference out by switching to a higher power or a backup frequency, which that's pretty uncommon. But it's fun listening to. After a while it gets boring, you know.
Hey, fun to watch. So first time I ever saw it, I thought, that is crazy cool. I haven't been doing a lot of SWLM lately. There's still some cool stuff out there. Not as much as, man, when I was a young man, there was all sorts of great stuff out there. Mysterious stuff. They were actually using it for Cold War number stations, all that stuff. Man, it was a blast. And, you got to really dig for it now. Still out there to a degree. All right, I'm going to get out of here and call Mama, let her know I'm done with my chores, and see if she wants me to pick up some dinner. Keep up the good fight, and we'll catch you next time. W8FU, after yours.
All right, well, yeah, the UVB 76, yeah, I think, was around during the Cold War. I'm not sure about the peace deal or the PIP. But I can imagine, yeah, there'd be a lot of other stations that are now just abandoned, you could say, that were transmitting during the Cold War. But anyways, it was good talking to you, and you have a good rest of your evening now. Geez, time flies. 7 degrees, KFA-FQ1, clear for now.
Connected to CMN Network.
WAC.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
WACD.
You're connected to CMN Network.
What's up, Brian? Cliff here, NACAF. Fine night to be out driving, isn't it?
I was surprised how fast this garbage moved in. I was out on a golf course. I'm just leaving the golf course right now. Yeah, my lungs have been breathing this stuff for 4 hours. It is moving fast.
Yeah, I would imagine being a former smoker is probably making it easier for you to tolerate this than most people. It's not bothering me any. That and I love the smell of a campfire.
Yeah, well, when it started to move in and we started getting the smell of it, I'm like, somebody put a moldy log on the fire. But, yeah, it smells pretty good. I texted the wife, I said, we don't have to have a fire tonight. We can just go outside and sniff the air.
Absolutely. I've been smelling it for the past 3 hours. I've been outdoor dashing.
Yeah, well, there the last couple of holes, it was actually making it difficult to track the ball because, you know, most guys use white balls and they're just getting into the smoke.
CFAF.
I can believe that. It's looking like it's down to a quarter mile or less visibility right now.
Another station, go ahead. I didn't quite catch the full call sign.
CX, Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot, Quebec, November. I just want to chime in here. I hear a weird buzzing sound you can get. You could say. It's a weird sound, I can't really describe it, and it's constantly, going on this repeater. Every time you guys on key, I hear it.
Are you Dakota's going, or are you on Romeo or Richmond?
We might have lost him. The only thing I'm hearing coming from you, Brian, is you're being quite a bit popcorny, but I'm going to blame that on the wind and static and driving and stuff like that. NACAF.
CFAF2N. Yeah, I'm hitting Romeo. Also, I hear maybe some interference. I hear a net, like a full-on net going on the background on the computer. I heard repeat identify itself, but I didn't catch it.
Yeah, that would definitely be something with the repeater up there, because I'm on I-94 in Detroit, and I'm not hearing any of what you're saying about the net or the noise or anything like that. Yes, I know I'm a little bit popcorny because I'm in the ditch, going underneath bridges and all that sort of stuff. The smoke doesn't help.
Oh yeah, it's horrible. Like it's that buzzing noise, and then there's a like I hear other people from a whole different repeater talking, and they can't hear us, but I can hear them. And it's just really annoying to listen to. And they're whatever they're hearing, the signal's really strong too. Sometimes it masks your guys' voice out.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango, Quebec. Couples here, Duck England, any chance?
Yeah, you double with Quebec.
Because it gets weak and strong, so maybe it's in the smoke, I don't know. No, I think that's a whole different thing.
NAWRO, comment?
Yes.
Hey, Wyatt, I'm going to disconnect MI1. Let me know if that changes what you're hearing, okay? This is Tim, NAWRO. Stand by.
I think you might want to look at that right now because that could be explaining a little bit of what's going on. It's a map on the sighted tropospheric ducting, and right over where we are, there is a big hunk of red on top of a big hunk of red on top of another big hunk of red that is basically means that there's a lot of tropospheric ducting happening in our area right now. Back to you. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango, Quebec.
Yeah, I heard a call sign just now. After you finished transmitting, and it's an AEE4, I believe. But yes, that's probably it then. Because the signal is really unstable. It'll go from 3 to 7, back to 3. And, yeah, stupid buzzing noise is going off. I recorded it, so I'll send it in the Discord of what it sounds like.
Yeah, well, just a little bit that I've come up north from the Detroit, the smoke's actually gotten thicker. But yeah, that could definitely be affecting the signal and a lot of ducting going out because of it.
NACAF, I'm destinated and docked. I'm going to be staying 73s for a few minutes while I get my butt in the house. I will return momentarily. Everybody else, take care. NACAF, clear.
Does it really just a smoke have anything to do with it, or is anything to do with it? It's kind of cool, you guys got to hear it. It's pretty cool.
Alright, ladies and gentlemen, I'm out of here. I'm to the restaurant that I'm going to eat my dinner at. WBPD. I'll see a bunch of you tomorrow at the in-person meeting.
73. KFAFUN, clear for now.
NACAF. NACAF, NAWRO, is that you, Cliff?
Yeah, it's me, Tim. What's up?
Yeah, Dave and Mike probably already know this, but I'm just curious. Could you ask Anna how long her session tomorrow night is going to take about?
Well, the last time I talked to her about it, and that was a couple of weeks back, I'd asked her, I already wrote Mike a note because he asked me on Discord. She said she'd need about 20 minutes or so.
All right, that's good. Not that long then. Very good. Greatly appreciated. Now, of course, see you at class there. Probably have a couple more level ones to sign off on, which is good. Other than that, I'll see you then. N-A-W-R-O. After you, sir. Thanks, Cliff.
Anytime, Jim. Anytime. I got one sign-off that I want to get done, too, for myself. It's putting a PL-259 on coax. So I'll see if I can't get that taken care of tomorrow night. Anyway, you have yourself a good evening. And I'll say 73s to you. And this is NHCAF monitoring.
Yeah, 73 Cliff, but we'll have the back table set up. We can take care of you. NAWRO clear.
NHCAF.
You're connected to CMN Network.